I'm Mike Marsh, and this is True. Today's article, Flights of Fancy. Humanity's spirit of invention reaches back before the beginning of recorded history, or even written history. Who invented the wheel, fire, or sliced bread? Sadly, we will never know the answers to these questions since they were never recorded. The first known, and one of the greatest, inventors was Daedalus of Crete. Among Daedalus's inventions was a custom, if primitive, fursuit for Queen Pasiphae of Crete. Following soon upon this, and commissioned by King Minos, was the invention of the hedge maze. Both of these remain popular to this day, bringing delight to many and annoyance to others. Neither has ever reached the magnificence of the originals, however, and one attempt in late 18th century Russia ended in tragedy. Modern versions of these inventions are much more limited in scale, both for practicality and the numerous safety standards that have been instituted over the years. Perhaps the most famous invention of Daedalus was a hang glider, of which he built two prototypes, one for himself and another for his son Icarus, who often worked as his assistant. With no prior experience, and in a bit of a hurry, Daedalus grossly overestimated the strength of his construction materials. This led to catastrophic failure, particularly catastrophic for Icarus, who was posthumously referred to as Icarus Dinipuli. In Latin, this sobriquet became Turbo Avis, by direct translation, and later the French, Le Tourbillon Aviaire. After the Norman conquest, this entered English first as the shortened Tourbi Vier, later Twirly Beer, before eventually becoming Whirlybird. Daedalus, like many engineers, blamed not his inadequate design, but external forces for the death of his son. Specifically, this began a grudge against the son, which lasted for the remainder of his life. Daedalus became obsessed with developing a weapon to destroy the sun, which he called a sun cutter, or Helios Copter, which was later shortened to Heliocopter, and finally the modern word helicopter. Sadly, he never achieved this goal, which should not be surprising to us now, since we know that the sun is very large, very far away, and very hot, even at night. In Daedalus's time, people believed it fit in a chariot, making it much more reasonable to think it was possible to slice the sun, so we should not look too harshly upon him. When you think of important moments in the history of the helicopter, you probably think of Leonardo da Vinci, the famous Tuscan artist, scientist, and inventor, often held up as the ideal of the Renaissance man. While renowned for his talents and accomplishments, Da Vinci was also well known for his poor social skills, which is why he had no visual conception of a dinner party, and the best he could get from his female models was an awkward attempt to smile at his frankly uncomfortable comments. He was also known for his technical drawings, such as those of the eight-limbed humanoid aliens who were among the few willing to spend much time with him without being paid. These aliens came from the planet Vitruvius, which orbits Pico Halley in the constellation of Scorpius. Pico Halley is a Hawaiian word meaning the bringers of spam, and is not the Vitruvians' name for their world, which is best rendered in English as Hormel. These aliens were not quite the friends Leonardo da Vinci believed them to be, and would take great amusement from da Vinci's credulity. For example, and relevant to our discussion here, he once asked them about the moon and what was beyond the one disk of it that we on Earth could see. They informed him that what we were seeing was the end of a giant cork, and that the moon was, in fact, an enormous bottle of wine suspended in the sky. Since wine was a great interest of Da Vinci's, he began to design a flying corkscrew. This was never actually built, since he was still struggling with the design of a correspondingly sized flying decanter until his death in 1519. Da Vinci's moon obsession also translated to an obsession with pizza, which he consumed daily, and modern pizza ovens owe much to design improvements that he made over the years. As with Daedalus before him, Leonardo da Vinci must be forgiven for his ignorance. It was not for another 450 years before we were able to conclusively determine that the moon is, in truth, made of rock and dust, not cork. The only actual wine found there was a standard 750 milliliter bottle of late vintage Riesling. This would have greatly disappointed da Vinci, since he typically preferred Chiantis. The aliens, for their part, have since apologized for the prank, but with four hands each, it is impossible to tell whether they had crossed any of their fingers at the time. Da Vinci's aerial corkscrew diagram was initially held by the Biblioteca Ambrosiana in Milan, as most of the other materials in the library related to marshmallows, fruit, and whipped cream. In 1795, Napoleon decided to move the diagram, along with a number of additional drawings of da Vinci's, to the Institut de France in Paris. Notably absent from these relocated diagrams was one of a maraschino slicing machine, which Napoleon viewed as better suited to its current location, though he did consider moving it to the Royal Library in the Dalmatian city of Split, which was particularly well known for its gelato confections. The following year, Joseph-Michel Montgolfier became fascinated with da Vinci's work. He began refining the aerial corkscrew with the hope of more predictable flight than previously achieved. While the hot air balloon was a pleasant way to spend an afternoon, it was impractical if you actually wanted to get somewhere in particular. The most successful design that Joseph-Michel was able to invent was a small cabin with a rod and two propeller blades attached. This was inspired, in part, by Chinese bamboo flying tops, which were often used in wartime by sharpening the bottoms to deadly points and releasing them in vast clouds over enemy armies to pierce them from above. Montgolfier's pirouette was unpowered, but was capable of providing a reasonably slow descent. The entire contraption could be stored in a relatively small space and assembled during a balloon flight, and several passengers on these flights tested it for exiting the balloon. These test flights were soon halted, however, due to the high incidence of regurgitation as the operators spun rapidly over the entire course of the descent. After this, he became dispirited about the prospect for spinning flight and turned his efforts to other projects, mostly related to paper production. Some biographers have speculated that he was, in fact, still trying to perfect a strong but light covering for a new flying machine until his death, but there is no solid evidence that this was indeed the case. Further development of powered flight focused primarily on aircraft based on birds. That was until the early 1920s, when Argentine engineer Raul Patras Pescara de Castellucio moved to Paris, where, like Joseph-Michel Montgolfier, he too was captivated by da Vinci's papers. Using da Vinci's initial aerial corkscrew design and the subsequent improvements of Montgolfier's pirouette, Patras Pescara demonstrated the first successful flight of what we would recognize as a helicopter at the Issy-les-Moulineaux airfield in 1924. Patras Pescara's initial design had two sets of four-blade rotors, counter-rotating one atop the other. This worked so well that he then scaled up to four sets, providing greatly increased lift. He continued this trend up to 12 sets of counter-rotating sets of rotors, at which point the stack of rotors was so tall that it shifted the center of mass well above the top of the helicopter cabin, causing it to tip over in a stiff breeze. Since Raul Patras Pescara's historic flight, helicopter technology has evolved rapidly. Now, choppers, so-called as a nod to Daedalus's pioneering role, can be found almost everywhere, to the point of frequently becoming a nuisance, whether it's a traffic helicopter noisily hovering over a nearby road, a quadcopter ruining a pleasant day of kite flying or spying on your private backyard gathering, a police helicopter forcing protesters to scatter for cover, or a military helicopter firing on a village. So the next time your house is rattling and you have to pause the show you're watching, Think back over the 3,500-year history of the heliocopter and marvel at the spirit of human ingenuity that led from wings made of wax, feathers, and sticks to where we are today. This has been True. Find us online at truecast.com. Our theme song is Bouncy by Sean McMullen from his album Everything. You can find more of his music at sofadogstudio.com.